Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got an hour left. Call the ball. Call the ball, B-Dub.
Negative Ghost Rider, our patterns are full.
I don't know the movie Hardball. Do you know the movie Hardball?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, G-Baby from Hardball coming G-Baby. In a lot.
That was gut-wrenching. Keanu Reeves movie. Good movie.
Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. Sad death, yeah. Randy Quaid in Independence Day. Sure.
Armageddon, Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Yes. That one was rough.
Oh, very God, rough. It was. I would say Jenny from Forrest Gump, but she was a terrible person.
She was awful.
She was a horrible person. I hated her.
Yeah, she was terrible.
She was so mean to Forrest, man.
Russell Crowe at the end of Gladiator. Yeah, that'll get you too.
It was good, though.
It was right.
Yeah, it was It was the way it was supposed to end.
Right.
Like, I can watch that movie over and over again, but Hardball... I watched it once. I'll never watch the movie again.
That one's coming in a lot. So this.
What's it about?
So this one.
Keanu Reeves, you know, has gambling debts and some other stuff. He has to take over a baseball team, help coach the team, gets the team good, and you know,
like a modern day Buttermaker.
Yeah, pretty much. But okay. It's an inner city team, and spoiler alert: there's a drive by at the end.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's coming in a lot. So that must be a real tearjerker.
It's gut wrenching, man. Yeah. It is horrible.
People also weighing in. Don't you think that other bad water goes into beer? I think that comes from the land of sky blue waters.
Yeah, sky blue waters. That at all river times, that runs
in every course. I've seen all these commercials. It's every just flowing river and mountain somewhere. That's where all the beer water comes from.
I was sad when Jay Peterman's mom died. Bosco.
913-586.
Who?
7610.
Yeah, man, it's changed the number.
Say it again.
913-586-7610 is the new text and phone number here to 610 Sports Radio.
Let me just give you a little behind the
scenes. When you text in, you're going to get a weird bounce back message that says, "We did not understand your message." That's not true. We're trying to figure out a way to get that changed and remedied, but we are getting your texts. They're just on a different number now. One number off from the old one for some weird reason. 913-586-7610. Behind the curtain a little bit, stuff never gets fixed during our show.
Right.
Ever, 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 ever. So by the end of the day, I'm guessing that the bounce back thing will get fixed.
Well, it is a Friday before holiday weekend. Odds management shows up today.
Yeah, maybe so. The office is probably closed. We don't even know. But usually stuff gets fixed after we're off the air. Yeah. So that portion of it will be fixed. The number, though, have this number because this is the one that's staying. As far as we know, 913-586-7610. That is the text line for you.
You know, we had meetings about this, and management said they were going to change the text line number. We fought it tooth and nail. This is not our decision. We're just the messenger on this one. So this is a management decision to change all this.
Mm-hmm. It's always management. It's always management. Suits.
Everybody's got a boss, right?
That's right. Travis Kelce says everything you want to hear as a Chiefs fan.
He really does.
While at the same time saying everything Brett Veach and the rest of
Brett Veach is already headed to the lake for the weekend.
Management also wants to hear from one Travis Kelce.
Brett Veach heard this. He clicked his heels together and he ran out the door. Yeah. See you later.
So the wide receiver market explodes, right, this year. Tyreek Hill goes and gets paid, among others. Devontae Adams.
Tyreek didn't want to be here.
And George Kittle comes out earlier this week and say it boggles his mind that Travis Kelce isn't paid like a top wide receiver, noting that he's been the top receiver, top pass catcher over the last, 5 years or so?
Since 2016, nobody has had more receiving yards in the NFL than Travis Kelce. And after last season, before this year starts, Travis Kelce has made $54.3 million roughly in his career.
That's okay.
It's nice, but when you start comparing, like that's 1 year for Tyreek Hill, right? Like, I mean, you start comparing the numbers, you're like, yeah, Travis Kelce probably has been underpaid. Now he has 1, 2, 3, 4 more years to go, including this one on the current contract, takes him through the 2025 season. All said and done, if he gets to the end of that contract, when he'd be 36, 37 years old, $107.3 million is what he will have made. Will he get to the end? That's interesting. That'll be seen. I don't know.
Not as much as what Tyreek Hill just signed for. The career number there.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's going to make in the next 4 years.
4 years. That's correct. Right? Yeah.
So he's tremendously underpaid as a pass catcher, but he's a tight end. And the tight ends are probably the next ones fighting for money. So Kittle, I felt like, was also trying to push the bar for other tight ends, saying that it boggles his mind Kelce isn't paid like a top wide receiver. Travis was asked about that yesterday and had the perfect answer for you, the fan, and even more perfect answer for management.
Yeah, I appreciate Kittle saying that because, you know, that's my guy, and he always wants to see every tight end get paid as much as, you know, their production is. But at the same time, I signed my contract understanding what I had, and at the same time, you know, I put a lot into this, man, and money is money in my mind is almost a secondary at this point in my career. I'm here for the legacy, and I'm here to try and make the Kansas City Chiefs the best team possible, man. So that's my main focus. That's why I'm here.
Pass to Virginia Slims.
Brett Veach is like, thank goodness.
I told you, Brett Veach was. I saw him running out the stadium yesterday, headed to the lake. See you later.
He sprinted away quickly.
Yeah,
because I'd said Veach needs to avoid eye contact with Kelce in the foreseeable future. Also for the fans, you're like, I'm talking about the money, man, because the wide receiver is about the money.
That's why Tyreek Hill isn't here. It was all about the money. Don't let it fool you. Tyreek Hill did not want to be here. He didn't want to be anywhere except where the biggest check was. He didn't care where that was going to come from.
And Travis Kelce's telling you it's about the legacy for
him. Right. And Travis Kelce said it's about winning and being a Chief and having a great legacy here. Who do you want on your team?
Awesome. That's exactly who the fans should pump their fist about. He just wants to be here. He's thinking about legacy. You know, he's playing with Patrick's pretty good.
Right.
And, you know, money's vastly secondary. His agent may have a different response to that, but from Travis's perspective, that's everything you want to hear as a fan.
Absolutely. What more do you want to hear, right? You're done. That's like, he does not need to speak again this year. We've heard everything we need to hear. Thank you very much, Travis. We appreciate it. And for that reason, that's why Travis Kelce is still here. Yeah, he's making good money, guys. Obviously, he's making good money. But he's a very rare athlete where he says, it's not always about the money, which is very rare, and it should be very rare. I mean, if I'm giving Travis Kelce advice, I'm saying, shut up.
Renegotiate.
You got to get a new contract, bro. But for a guy like Tyreek Hill, if the Jags offered Tyreek Hill the most money, that's where he was going to go. He does not care about who he plays for or what the results are. He wanted a check. That's why he's not in Kansas City. Travis Kelce understands the more he plays in Kansas City, the more opportunity he has with Mahomes, the more opportunity he has to win championships, the more opportunity he has to create a legacy, and at the end it'll all even out. And Travis Kelce will be just fine for the rest of his life and won't have to want for anything in Kansas City. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. He'll probably have a job within the organization and be here forever and know he's going to get taken care of. Tyreek Hill's on a money grab tour. That's fine. Each guy approaches it a little bit different.
And Kelce is pretty excited about this offense being new again.
That's the excitement in my mind. I think it has to be a new offense. I think that's what Coach Reed and the offensive staff does, and even Spags on the defensive side. You know, they look at the personnel that they have and don't get caught up in their specific scheme. They try and build a scheme around the pieces that they got. And that's going to be the excitement of, you know, what's new this year is teams are going to have to see how we're going to come out and attack them. And with a guy like 1-5 out there who knows where to go with the ball, I think it's it can be an advantage for
sure. I like it, though. He says we have to be a different offense. I mean, it's going to be a different offense with Tyreek Hill. We have to evolve. It has to be different. But guess what? It's also going to be different, and no one's going to know what the difference is. And they're going to spread the football around. Patrick Mahomes yesterday basically saying, you know, it's going to be, you know, getting the ball all over the place to different people. Awesome. Let's mix it up and then find out how this offense evolves. It's got a great opportunity to do it with a really sound, not just tight end, but I'm excited about the wide receiver room. So there's a lot of options on this offense moving forward.
I love what he said there too. You should really put your scheme around the players that you have. Really? Wow. And you wonder why Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo have been successful coaches in this league. That said it all. How many of these nitwits come in as first-time head coaches and say, this is my scheme. I'm 36 years old and went to John Carroll University. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be done. Go for it on fourth down. Fail. Andy Reid goes, all right, we got this. All right, let's hire a coach that knows you. Let's get a coach that knows you. Let's all work together and create a scheme that works for everybody. Because as the coach, I'm supposed to put people in the best possible position to be successful. Andy Reid gets that. John Carroll grads don't.
We had someone on earlier in the week that actually made me feel better about the Royals. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll be right back. want to do like a sit up right now or go run up a mountain.
I'm good. I'm comfortable.
Go out for a run and sprint really hard. Like, yeah, said, every one of these like 80s theme things are the same. They are, yeah. They make you want to go work out.
I mean, is this from Footloose? Is it from The Karate Kid?
Could be Rocky.
Over the Top, Top Gun.
Yeah, all of them. All of them.
Can we just say what we were looking at during the break?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Colorado Rockies have released their City Connect jerseys. They look like Mr. Green jeans.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't like them. I don't like them.
They're not good.
They are. Somebody pointed out they look like their license plate. You know the Colorado license plate. It's a silhouette of the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah.
With green. It's that green color, but it's like reversed in this case.
They've got a two-minute video on this, too.
It's like the beer league softball team that takes themselves way too seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full uniforms the whole night.
Yeah, look like they look good on you guys, but we're in a...
We're in the beer league.
We're in a rec league.
Yeah,
here.
It's rec league, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, these are not good at all. But it's about the state, not the city. They said we're
a bond beyond a city. We are a connected state.
I wonder what people think of these. Let's see the comments.
Well, it's all over the place. These are the cleanest City Connect jerseys so far.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly balanced. What the hell?
These jerseys look like how the team is playing. Hot garbage.
Why did they rip off the license plate?
Yeah.
Somebody says it was KC. This is a whole new level about being the best jerseys by far. Someone thought that KC's were great, and now we're saying that Colorado's are even better. When can I buy these? These are incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. Someone says. Yeah. These are filthy. These are good.
Why do they look like the license plate? Another one, two or three. Keep saying
the
that.
Hat sucks. Yeah.
Dog, these are clean.
Why do they look like the Colorado license plates? Exact duplicate of the state license plate fail.
Hey, man, if it works for you and you like it, it works for your area, fine. But as an outsider looking at them, I'm like,
they're a little much.
Yeah.
The green pants are a little.
I don't like the green pants. That's probably what it is. That's why I think they look like garbage men.
Yeah. And it looks like the hats don't match the rest of it because they got a little purple in the hat. So anyway, Colorado's got their jerseys out. But maybe they grow on you. Like, maybe you look at them next time, you're like, oh, those aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's how I was with the Rose ones. When they first came out, I'm like, eh. Now I see them all, I'm like, oh, I like them a lot. Wear them more. June 10th is 610 Day right here on 610 Sports Radio. And we're going to...
They didn't change that number, did they?
No, 610 Day will still be on 610.
Right?
Yeah, 610.
Yeah,
yeah.
Management has not gotten wind of this.
That is correct.
Okay, let's keep
Cody will notify them, though, and make sure that they change it. Cody's the narc around here, I think. He's the one who changed the text line.
Oh, Cody is because he's out
Somebody
today.
From the text line did say, did Cody do this? And I said, yeah, probably so.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Or also, Cody's gone today, so we'll blame him. It is 610 Day on June the 10th. We have a bunch of Diamond Club tickets to give away throughout the day on that day. Bunch of autographed Chiefs items to give away throughout the day. There's going to be a giveaway every hour throughout the day. And we're mixing up hosts again. Different hosts, different producers, different time slots. We're going to have a draft on June the 7th. At 10 a.m. during Cody and Gold, and we're going to find out who we're going to be working with on that day. We'll be working in different day parts. You will either love it or hate it, or somewhere in between, hopefully. But we'll work with different people. We did it last year. It was a lot of fun, at least for us, and we all said we wanted to do it again. So we're going to do it again on 610 Day, Friday, June the 10th, but you can win a whole bunch of stuff throughout that day just for listening.
Yeah, my friend who lives in Colorado just sent me a text about the jersey. He goes, I like it, the jersey. The green color matches the license plate. The hat's kind of lame. They should have used the C from the state flag on that. We got one right here from the text line. The green represents pot.
Yeah, that's
And also from the 816. All right, ladies, let's stop talking fashion. Dear Lord. Glad you have the right text line, sir.
Yeah, you got the number right. That's cool. Yep. Glad you got that in.
Glad you got that in today, sir.
To your phone. We chatted with a bunch of people from around baseball throughout the week this week. John Heyman of our Odyssey MLB Insider. Jim Duquette from Major League Baseball Radio, but was also a former general manager in the league. And Cody Decker, once part of the Royals system, former major leaguer, now with Odyssey Sports as well, and discuss kind of all things Royals. Obviously, we were very depressed in the midst of a losing streak. Nice win last night, but boy, they're hard fought. I mean, if you get a win, it's whew, That took a lot to get a win last night. That was
tough.
That was difficult.
That really was. I mean, Will Barlow was aces, man. To come in with the bases loaded and nobody out, get two strikeouts and a ground out, that guy was a stud.
Ended the losing streak. Good win, but boy, every single win is just so hard to come by.
It really is. You're right about that, Josh. When you say it is difficult for this team to get a win, I look at your face when you say that. I'm like, I get what you're saying, right? I'm like,
I mean,
you're right. It is. It's hard for this team to win.
I had it on because we were top gunning on the big TV, and then the secondary TV had the Royals on last night. So I'm watching. They're getting like one hit through seven. Here we go again. All right.
Yeah, because you had texted me at one point, way to come back from a day off with two hits. And yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I fell
about?
Into that, you know, that mire of the Royals.
I was
Royals.
Watching Nestor Cortez almost pitch a no-hitter.
And then the eighth, they get the three runs. I'm like, great. And then the bottom of the eighth, it's bases loaded. And then, yeah, Barlow comes in and puts out the fire.
Yeah.
And then he allows a runner. Then in the ninth, I go, oh, no, we got to go through this again. And it was just excruciating. Like, boy, it just them getting a win, just
it's
everything
not
has to go. It makes just feels like baseball so hard. But
it does. Well, it is hard, though. You're right. It is. It's very hard, but it shouldn't be this hard for professionals, right?
And Cody Decker had told us he was in this Royal system, and he said, like unlike some other teams who clearly aren't trying, the Royals are trying. That's what makes it difficult.
Here's one thing I know about the Royals organization. They are committed to winning. This is not something they want to be in right now. And I can honestly say that about that organization over several other organizations that I can tell you are not committed to winning. So the Royals will try to make adjustments. And I think Salvador Perez, in my opinion, if I was the GM of the Royals, yeah, I'd probably be looking to move him for as many pieces as I possibly can.
And that was part of our discussion this week as well. You'd advocated, hey, if you're really looking to make a splash and change and go in a different direction and fully commit to a rebuild, you got to move your most movable piece, which would be, unfortunately, Salvador Perez.
Yeah, look,
Decker was among those that were on board with it.
I'm not sitting here saying they have to trade Salvador Perez, but what I am saying is if you want to maximize what you have in this organization right now, what are your most valuable pieces? What can get you the most back? Because we all like to trade the slugs, right? Whether it was Hochaver, Infante, Rios,
the guys
Matt
you don't like,
Castle,
you always want to deal. Sure.
You know, Dan, so you always want to deal. But if what value do you think you're going to get back in return?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right? You're not going to get anything for Carlos Santana. You're not going to get a whole lot for Andrew Benintendi because he has an expiring contract. You'll get cash considerations and a player to be named later. You're not going to get a lot as much this year as you would have 2 years ago for Whit Merrifield. But the guy that's the Hall of Famer that's locked up for long term, you have to look at it as, can you maximize Salvador Perez to help the organization moving forward? I think the answer to that question is yes. I just go back to the Zach Greinke trade. The Zach Greinke trade got you players to build your roster and fill the holes that you had to give you the opportunity to win a world championship. The Royals don't win a world championship without trading Zach Greinke. They don't win one without trading Will Myers. Yeah, trades are tough. Trades are hard. But sometimes you have to bite the bullet for the overall good of the organization to move a player that you like. Trading guys that you don't like are never going to help you. It's just not.
So Jim Duquette told us the haul for Salvi, again, former GM, would be a top MLB prospect, like a top prospect in an organization, a top five talent in MLB.
Two no-doubters.
Plus another, like, no-doubt guy. And then probably two other, so right. Like four prospects, two of a high, high level.
Which is exactly what you got for Zach Greinke.
Or he said he wouldn't do it.
Which is exactly what you got for Zach Greinke. Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, two top prospects, got them. And then you got Jeremy Jeffress. You also got Jake Odorizzi.
Who ended up
being part of the Will Myers trade.
Or had
ago.
You kept him, he'd have been really good too. You know what I mean? Like that would have worked if you kept Odorizzi, right?
Absolutely would have worked that way.
Turned out to be a really good pitcher.
Yeah, so that's what you have to look at. What they did with Zach Greinke, I think they should do with Salvi. Now, not during the season. These big trades happen in the offseason. And after this year, with 3 years left on that contract for Salvador Perez, that's an enticing catcher to have for an organization that wants one.
But it wasn't all doom and gloom. Jim Duquette, MLB Radio, I actually felt good when we got done with the interview with him. He was pretty still bullish on the Royals not being that far away.
You know, for me, on the pitching side, I think there's enough talent there to turn this around sooner than having to go through another 3 years. I think that you're going to go through these rocky periods, and that's what they're going through right now. And if you don't see them, you know, get the pitching in particular, get better in the second half, then maybe it is an evaluation thing. But I still believe in some of these pitchers, and we just haven't seen the best of them here recently.
And Duquette noted as well, he said, hey, it wouldn't take that much for the Royals to also get an impact bat.
Right.
And he mentioned Michael Conforto. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a guy that needs a bounce back, whatever. But to go ahead and take a even a short-term shot, like the Twins essentially did with Carlos Correa.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal packaged in a three-year deal, but he's got an opt-out after this year,
so
right?
They could make a move such as that with the pitching and still have a quick kind of bounce impact.
Mm-hmm.
He was really bullish on the Royals. And I felt better about that because I was pretty down this week.
We really heard some good things, though, from Duquette saying good things about the Royals, and even Cody Decker, because I think Cody Decker needed to set the record straight. There are people believing that the Royals aren't trying to win.
No, they
are. And Cody Decker says that's furthest from the truth. And for you and I to say that, and for Vern to say that, it sounds like it's the same stuff over and over again. But you get somebody's outside perspective that played in the organization, that covers Major League Baseball, that talks to people in the league. Everybody knows the Royals are committed to winning. Right. They're trying to win. It's just not working right now.
So if you missed any of those three interviews, they're all real good that we did throughout the week. 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. Charles Barkley is just stinking terrific. The latest reason why, next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make your checks payable to Kenny Loggins, L-O-G-G-I-N-S.
No, it's L-O-G-I-N-S. They changed the Kenny name, Loggins. The spelling of his name as
who
well.
Who did?
Spectre.
Who did? Our place changed the spelling?
Changed everything.
Knocked the letter off? But you want to give Kenny his due. Kenny deserves every bit of it.
Kenny earned his money today.
We were discussing the Travis Kelce topic earlier where he kind of said it's about legacy and it's about, you know, it's not about the money, it's about legacy and blah, blah, blah. And,
which is just refreshing to hear an athlete say.
And
Tyreek Hill didn't believe that, and that's why he's playing with Tua.
But also, as Binkley and I were talking about last week, you'd asked the question a little while ago, who's the next?
To get paid?
As a broadcaster.
Oh, Kelce?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Kelce in like, you know, 3 to 5 years, whenever he's done. Got charisma, he's got the look, he's got a good personality.
Yeah, he does.
He stands to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money, more money than playing.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Continue to play great.
That.
He'll always be a star in the league and then go right into the booth.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
So he's got an opportunity to be in that next wave of guys getting paid outside of football.
Doesn't have to be a quarterback.
And so, you know, he doesn't have to, like, push the bank right now because I think he might get it at the end.
You may be right about that, Josh. Yeah.
Like, he fits all the criteria, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, that's great. That's a great observation.
So
yeah.
I think he's, you know, he can.
Hey, man, if Tom's making 385,
and I'm not in that range, but I can get in a pretty good range.
But if I can get 120,
yeah.
I like it.
So
I do like that.
I was locked out of the karaoke machine while trying to sing Danger Zone for too many failed logins. Your go-to karaoke songs, if you want to call and sing today, in honor of Top Gun Maverick, if you want to sing today, phone line's open for you. It's also the new phone number, 913-586-7610.
Yes, we want you to
if
sing.
If you would like to sing your go-to karaoke song.
Got about 20 minutes
left. Go for it. Go for it before the show is over today.
Great text from the 913. So many of these songs were on our football coaches playlist for workouts. Y'all are giving me PTSD.
I told you all those songs made you want to
work out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Isn't it funny? Like, so there are certain songs out there. I'm sure everybody has them that you hear it and you're just like, I can't stand that song. Yeah. Even though it was a good song for me, it's Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Mm. It was always the first song on every night when I was cleaning a stadium when I was in college for the New Jersey Cardinals and picking up the trash after every game. There was a playlist that we had, and that was always the first song that was on that came over the loudspeaker when we started to clean the stadium. So I hear that song, I think about picking up used hot dogs. You ever touch a used wiener? It's gross. People half-eaten hot dogs, dip cups. It's to this day why I don't like to make a slob of myself at the stadium. Because I've been there. I've picked up that stuff before.
It's letting it breathe. 913-586-7610. That is the text line number. It is the phone number as well if you want to give us
Wait,
your go-to karaoke.
I'm talking about a story of a job
go
I
ahead,
had.
Go ahead and call in if you want to sing us your karaoke songs. I have maintained for a long, long time the best show on television is the Ernie, Shaq, Charles, and Kenny.
That's so good. We got out of hand last night,
On the NBA, and I don't watch a lot of NBA. I don't hate the NBA. I don't have a team, and
right.
I don't get into it as much, and these playoffs haven't helped because they're all been blowout games.
There's a strict no bitches in the bubble policy.
But I will tune in and watch that show periodically because it's fantastic.
Well, it's like a TV show. It's good, yeah.
And Charles Barkley was getting it last night from Golden State fans while Shaquille O'Neal was egging it on, which makes made for fantastic.
Why he had an air horn, I still don't know.
Just to egg on the crowd of chanting to Charles Barkley.
That's Charles Barkley down there.
That was a good one, Chuck.
This is Kenny the Jet Smith. With the
I'm sitting next to Public Enemy Number One. Well,
Enemy Number One. And he's represented by District Attorney.
Yes, indeed.
Got the Matlock going.
No doubt.
That's
ain't
Shaq.
No sucker in this year. He has a horn.
Hey,
got a horn.
Well, hey, I just want to say this. Oh. Hey, I appreciate that, and y'all suck too.
There we go.
The crowd's chanting "Chuck, you suck" with Shaq blowing his horn, encouraging it.
But it got out of hand,
and Chuck coming back telling them they suck too.
Did you see what happened at the end of the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barkley picked Golden State to lose. The game's in Golden State. They're outside. Right. They were throwing stuff on the set.
That guy got a little.
And Charles was getting ready to go down there.
Yeah.
And they had to be
which
like,
she might. Yeah.
Yeah, but all the guys on the set were like, "All right, this is getting real." Like all of a sudden, it got real. It went from
they played into
ha,
it during
ha,
the pregame. It got a little nasty.
And then
at
it
the
got
end.
Real. And and as fans, you can't throw objects at anybody and expect them not to react like that. Like a t-shirt hit him in the face. People were throwing cups of water and things up there. Like the Golden State fans took it to a new level. Having fun with the Barkley sucks and Shaq, you know, blowing the horn and doing all that, that's fine. But when you start throwing objects at people, that's where you cross the line. And I wouldn't have, I got to be honest, I wouldn't have cared if Charles went down there. Like, why are you throwing stuff at me? But Ernie and Kenny and Shaq, they got real fast too.
Yeah,
like,
they defused it.
Charles.
Well, plus they were defused. Like they played into the bit, right?
Yeah. And then it got ugly.
And then it got ugly, and they were being the peacemakers.
Yeah.
But that that show, that group, that chemistry, it absolutely can't be beat. That show is one of a kind.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show. And you're right. It's the chemistry that makes it, Josh. It really is. I mean, and it's also the I don't give a bleep attitude that all of them have. And Ernie Johnson is the perfect, you know, just guy in the middle to kind of, you know, run the whole show. He is great at what he does. And it's so unscripted and off the cuff, and they allow them to have fun. I don't see what people are missing in this industry that we are in. If you take yourself serious, baseball, and you try to do things in a serious way, baseball, you're going to fall behind. The NBA has become popular in a large part because of that show, too. Because it recruits non-basketball fans to watch it. And then they do the crossover stuff with the NHL, and Barkley's out there playing hockey and doing things. Like, you got to embrace the fun and not take yourself so serious. And that's why that show works.
Yeah, it's tremendous. You could do that one for – I apologize. We did our best broadcast booth. Why we didn't – no one had Barkley in just for any sport.
Yeah, he could be on anything.
I just put him on anything. I bristled at first when he was doing the college basketball thing because I'm like, oh, what does he know? And he's been great. It's been a fantastic addition to the college basketball tournament when he comes on. And even when he doesn't know stuff about stuff, it's great. It's fantastic because then we found out he doesn't know a lot. Sometimes he doesn't know a lot about certain points of the NBA.
Who cares?
He's fantastic and entertaining, and he should have been on our list earlier this week.
Like, for all the hardos that think he's got to know everything, that's not entertaining. A guy who knows everything about sports and gets up there and recites stats and trivia, that's not entertaining. What's entertaining is a personality and having fun, and Charles Barkley and John Madden. Look at the greats over the years, Josh. John Madden, Charles Barkley, Dick Vitale, right? What did they all embrace? The fun, right? Vitale couldn't have had more fun at a basketball game. I don't know if anybody's ever had more fun in their life than Vitale does at a basketball game, and that comes through the TV set. John Madden, I don't think anybody, even Binkley, has ever had more fun watching football than John Madden. Who's having more fun than these guys watching the NBA? You've got to have fun.
Who's not having fun is one LeSean McCoy, former NFL running back. I don't even want to say former Chief because it was... He was barely here for a year, hung on, got a ring.
He's done more in the last 24 hours slandering Eric Bieniemy than he did in his time here playing.
He was on the I Am Athlete podcast at the very end of the podcast.
Which I don't understand why there's an end to a podcast.
No, you guys, the podcast drother on for hours and hours. Pacing, people, pacing. So at the very tail end of this the podcast, he gets after Eric Bieniemy and said he left because of EB.
And the reason why I finished is because me and the coordinator, we had a difference about different things, right? And I'm going to say this. It's the reason why every year they keep hyping him up to get a coaching job, a head coach or office coordinator job for somewhere else, and you don't get one because...
He's talking about Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, and the players.
You're bringing this up now when we got a minute
to
show
the truth. Listen, because some players, right, he talks to them a certain way, and some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, whoa, you know, and some question I would ask, everybody's accountable.
Yeah.
That's why it's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. The reason that because he, I won't get into that, but I'll say this.
You can't say the reason.
I mean, we got one minute,
but it's the reason why that every year they hype him up to get a job, and then when the time comes, nobody hires him because they know what type of coach he really is.
So you're saying Eric Bieniemy was the reason why you stopped playing in Kansas City?
Yeah, come on, man, that's players. They knew what it was.
All right, give me the more of that part.
I need more.
Okay,
I need more
because it looks like you're throwing out an accusation. This is the reason why nobody hires him, because he's either not good coach or a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which Eric Bieniemy's admitted. Like,
yeah, he's a hard ass. Sure, you need that.
Andy Reid admits it. Like, no, he coaches guys hard. That's what we like. That's what we like about him. It coming from this particular source, it sounds like this is a guy at the end of his career didn't want to hear that his career was at the end.
Right.
And then when they had bad things to say about him, he didn't like it. And he has every right not to like it if he doesn't like what he's hearing. But give me the more of, well, expound more on this is the reason you don't think teams have hired him?
Yeah, I need
I'd be interested to hear what
get into it.
The rest of that is.
But let's not act like you didn't come back to Kansas City. Your contract was up. You fumbled. You cost us games. We didn't want you here anymore. Had nothing to do with who the coordinator was. You weren't invited back. You know, you came for a year. You
it
know,
didn't work
you,
out.
You brought like food poisoned items with salmonella. They you didn't bring any beer. You drank everybody else's.
Trust
and
you and they pulled you from the lineup.
Gone.
And then you didn't play at the tail end.
So let's not act like you're not here because of Eric Bieniemy. You're not here because you're old and fumbled.
Correct.
And seen. I mean, there's not much more to say about that. From the text line, give me that show over four guys holding bats talking about exit velocity. That's exactly right.
Quite a bit as well. Andy Reid, though, had a perfect response when asked about McCoy's comments yesterday because he couldn't have said it any nicer.
And sometimes it's hard on a veteran player that maybe their level, performance level, isn't what it used to be, and it's hard to take sometimes. But he's going to push you and try to maximize what you've got. That's one of his strengths. He's no different than he is with you guys. He's going to come in and shoot you straight. Sometimes you want to hear it, sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a big LeSean fan. He's
was.
In my eyes, he's a future Hall of Fame running back. If you look at statistically, he was tremendous. So, but he wasn't the youngest pup, you know, in the kennel here, man. He was on backside, and sometimes that's hard to take.
Andy says it in the nicest possible way. Dude was old. We told him.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it.
He didn't like to hear it. And he fumbled.
The guy's had a great career, but it wasn't any good here.
I think he cost us two games that year. Now, we ended up winning the Super Bowl at all, but still. The man cost you, what was it, the Viking game and the Colts game,
just
I think.
Terrifically worded by Andy Reid.
Andy.
Just terrific. Well, that's about as well as he's
answered anything.
Ever handled anything of a controversial nature like right. that.
He wasn't the youngest pup in the kennel.
He said it so nice. He called him old without calling him old.
That's right.
Terrific. Well done, Andy.
Bravo.
Well done, Andy Reid. It is time to recap the week that was. He is Fesco's biggest fan. He is Billy Coons. Each and every week, he delivers What We Learned, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
So this is Billy Coons. This is what we learned on Fesco Morning for this week. On Monday, we learned Bob, Josh, and B-Dub used to love going to the mall in different stores, and I with Josh, he was in love with Spencer Gifts. Also, Bob and Josh were shocked that Kansas City Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. was on the Bleacher Report for one of the biggest disappointments in the MLB season this early. On Tuesday, I with Josh was excited that new addition to the Kansas City Chiefs football teams, and hopefully Patrick Mahomes is a great year, and legend Bob and B-Dub are excited about the defense, especially Nick Bolton having another great year. And Bob and Josh discussed NFL.com, saying the Chiefs are the fourth complete team in NFL, and didn't mention head coach Andy Reid at all. And Iowa Josh is very mad and ripped NFL.com.
Yeah.
And legend Bob says Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the best quarterback head coach combo in NFL. Also, Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discussed the Hot Pockets and the new one where you thaw it out from 2 to 4 hours and the different kinds of flavors.
True.
On Wednesday, Bob and Josh say Tyreek Hill says Tua is a great quarterback and has one of the best throws a great football, is one of the best quarterbacks he's ever seen, and Iowa Josh and legend Bob laughed, and Bob says it's totally nonsense of what Tyreek Hill just said. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discuss they love to eat peanut butter. And Jim Duquette joined the show to discuss the Kansas City Royals' troubles and why they're taking a step back, and could the Royals be in trade contract with Salvador Perez. On Thursday, we learned that the rookie Justin Ross made it insane one-handed catch that caught everybody's attention at the first OTA Kansas City Chiefs practice, and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were impressed with it. Also, Bob and Josh say the Kansas City Royals should call up Nick Prado and Vinny Pastaquino today after their performance yesterday as Omaha destroyed Louisville. And legend Bob said Vinny and Nick are better than Carlos Santana and Ryan Dozier. Big time. And finally, Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discuss a golf match coming up with Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Josh Allen, and a trash talk and has started between the teams. A great week to listen to legend Bob, my hero, B-Dub's hero, And Iowa Josh's hero, Iowa Josh and B-Dub. Talk to you later.
Don't put words in our mouth, Billy.
That is really
He's
good.
Your hero.
He's everybody's hero.
Oh, boy. Vinny. You can just see
Vinny the mayo pass, from the text line.
Vinny Pass is a...
My God, the text line. Vinny Pass the mayo. That's good.
If you missed any of the show this week,
Vinny Pass the mayo is going to be the name.
If Billy doesn't push you to 610sports.com or the Odyssey app to catch up on this week's show, I don't know who will.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Vinny Pass the mayo.
All right. Enjoy the 3-day weekend. We're back with you on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So no Monday. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. And remember, 913-586-7610.
That's right.
Cody and Gold. I believe Binkley's in for Cody today. They're next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.